Okay, so some of the achievements that we've had is that the program has been expanded to other towns of the country, to other provinces, where we are not only talking on the radio as a platform that we use to disseminate this information, but also doing outreach programs. We have sisters who have actually been championing the fight against COVID-19. We've also attracted different organizations who have given us funding regarding some of the supplies for health facilities. But we've also seen households adhering to the mitigation measures, because our organization is also targeting pregnant lactating mothers. So I think that mothers are actually adhering to all the protocols. And before we experienced that, they used to be afraid going to the health facility.
How do you address issues of myths and misconceptions about the disease? Because I know in parts of Africa, people say the disease doesn't exist, it's a white man's disease and all that. How are you able to address some of these challenges?
Mm-hmm. So as you might be aware, before like the virus was new, our key messages were around us inciting people on what it was and using our local language. But the time people understood what COVID was actually, and they knew how it spread and all that, we moved to a state now where they needed to get the vaccine and keep themselves safe, then also fighting all the myths around the virus. So then what we have seen over time is that through interaction with the people, showing them compassion, because the reality is that people are afraid because of so many myths surrounding the virus. Therefore, acting in fear usually does not bring about the desired goal. It might give us people getting vaccinated, but with little understanding, and that effect will not be really felt. So the approach has always been for us, for me in particular, is to use compassion towards these people who are still struggling to understand, to know how to best respond to how to keep themselves safe, if they're supposed to go for the vaccine or not. And basically, because most of the people in Zambia experienced the trauma of losing a loved one due to COVID, they might have been exposed and they suffered severely because of COVID-19. So they're still struggling to grieve through the processes that they went through. And so using compassion to journey with them, to tell them that even despite all this, they still hope. And they, even when they doubt, they can still bounce back and say, okay, I can still do this because I've understood that the vaccine will keep me protected. It will reduce severe illnesses in case I get COVID.
When you engage the public in terms of education, sensitization, and all that, how do you deal with different age groups in your engagement?
Okay, so what we've done is to find mentors and people we can call champions in communities. So like we have volunteers who are working as promoters in our different communities, so they understand their settings better. So what we do is we begin with sisters as promoters in different communities, receive the key messages, and then share with the community of volunteers within the communities who are not sisters. And then we have those who go to households to provide other health services. And always we ensure that COVID message is part of the health information, key message around whatever they are discussing for the day. Also ensuring that they are examples themselves, they are keeping to all the protocols, and ensuring that whenever there is a case of COVID within the community, they send a flag to the health facility, and therefore that community is aware that they need to stay safe and also increase on vigilance, because there is a possible case of COVID